On Point, hosted by Peter Van Aartrijk. Conversations with interesting and informative experts on technology, branding, culture, social media marketing, and other great topics.
Well, hello again, everybody. I'm Peter Van Aartrijk, your host for On Point, a podcast brought to you by our good friends at Wells Media, which includes Carrier Management, Insurance Journal, and other publications. And today we're pleased to have with us our guest, Tyler Asher, who's president of the Independent Agent Distribution Service for Liberty Mutual and Safeco Insurance up in the Seattle area. Tyler, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Yeah, and in this crazy time, I hope that you and yours and all of your associates are going to be safe. It's a crazy time. How are you guys managing all this as a company?
Well, first, I extend the same to you and your family and all of the listeners here. We've been managing it like a lot of people. Certainly, we're in uncharted waters and in new territory to navigate. For us as a company, we've been very focused on living a value that's important to us, which is putting our people first. So transitioning all of our employees to work from home and ensuring that we're making the right decision for our policyholders as well as our agency partners. This is something really unprecedented and something that's important that we all address together. And so we're focused on doing that for each of those groups, employees, partners, as well as policyholders.
Do you find that, Tyler, it's a couple of weeks into this now, folks working at home, from what I've seen, the first week or two was a little crazy, but do you feel like people are a little bit more settled, even though they're at home and it's weird? But do you think you guys are getting some work done and trying to maintain some sense of decorum?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say internally we made the pivot pretty well. I mean, Liberty Mutual broadly has 35,000 employees, and we transitioned nearly all of them to work from home. And so our work from home policies generally allowed employees to work from home a couple days a week. So transitioning to 5 days a week was a pretty easy transition. I'd say for our agency partners, we've also been pleasantly surprised at how many agents across the country have also been able to make that transition. Now, not all of them, but a lot have been able to pretty seamlessly pivot producers, CSRs, and staff to a work-from-home environment. So from that standpoint, we've been pretty encouraged by the response and, our ability as well as our partners' ability to execute, business continuity plans and continue to provide exceptional service to our mutual policyholders and customers.
Okay. Last question on this. How do you manage how do you manage to keep the lines of communications open with your teams? Any tips to share? Are you guys talking more regularly? Are you using video? How are you staying in touch with folks so things are getting done and people feel connected?
Yeah, we've tried to balance, maintaining some sense of normalcy as much as we can in terms of our, normal rhythm on connecting. So, we've maintained our normal checkpoints. We've also, specific to our response to COVID-19, we've instituted a lot of daily stand-up meetings, just, short, 15 minutes, the whole group getting on a call, just making sure that we continue to talk and understand all of the new developments. As you can imagine, very dynamic market, both, internally and externally. So there's a lot of new information continuing to come. So we found that to be pretty effective. In terms of, what we're doing with technology, we're leveraging video and, any number of online meeting solutions depending on the size of the group. And so far, we've been really able to successfully pivot most of our meetings to a virtual format.
Tyler, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this futurist, Daniel Burris, but I spoke with him on the last podcast recording that's aired on insurancejournal.tv, and he was talking about soft trends and hard trends, soft trends being things that you can shape, hard trends being things you can't do anything about, they're going to happen, and how do you anticipate and structure soft trends and hard trends. And I'm bringing this up because he said the pandemic is an example of how bad it gets is an example of a soft trend, because you can shape how bad it gets by like quarantining and such. But he said that the fact that the pandemic will end is a hard trend. It's going to end. It's just a question of when. And so that's some level of, because all pandemics do end, and so it's some level of comfort, I guess. And so maybe now, knowing that that's going to happen, ultimately the industry will get back to normal, assuming the litigation, the lawyers, the lawmakers don't kill us along the way here with policy language. But you could pivot to a study you had done of the existing and emerging generations of buyers. You had done a research of several thousand insurance customers, including a lot of millennials. Can you share some of the highlights before we get into specifics?
Sure. I mean, and first, maybe I'll just talk about why we did the study to begin with, which is really centered around conversations that we have been having with agents for the last year or two, really hearing them express the need to really win in the millennial segment, not sure how to attract millennial insurance customers, how to engage with them online, or how to position the value of an independent agent with a market that is increasingly going online. You know, we started research in this field with our original Agent for the Future survey 3 or 4 years ago, and there 55% of agents said the rise of the millennial consumer would have a major impact on their agency by 2020. Well, here we are 4 years later, it's 2020, and we know millennial consumers, you know, will be the most influential market segment for the next few decades, so it was really important for us to be able to put this research in market and share many of the insights with our agency partners to ensure they're set up to thrive into the future. With respect to some of the key findings, there's a couple that, you know, I thought were really interesting, and I'll give you a couple of the numbers here. 52% of millennials want comprehensive coverage for a good price, while only 31% wanted the lowest price, even if that meant a basic policy. Another interesting tidbit, 70% of millennials think they could replicate what an agent did for them on their own, but only 16% are opposed to using an agent in the future. 79% who don't work with an agent say they could foresee themselves learning about an agent through digital channels such as online search, review sites, and social media. So we think these are all key statistics for agents to really understand so they can adapt and again, thrive with this demographic.
It's interesting how this generation approaches money. I mean, beyond Safeco, beyond insurance, just money and investing in their financial future. Here they are coming of age at a time when they went through this crisis, 2008-2009. Many of them are saddled with student debt. I mean, this is their familiar refrain, but they're sort of cautious about financial institutions, maybe less so about, and I would say insurance too, is a cautious misunderstanding perhaps about it. But I think the fact that if they can connect with a local agent or an agent who's really good online and feels local, feels like there's a relationship, I think it might actually play into how social millennials are and how they might look at an agent as a real partner, risk advisor, not just somebody who's selling a policy per se. What do you think about that?
We couldn't agree more. In fact, the first survey we did probably 2 years ago was really centered around comparing the values that millennials have and what they place importance on and the values provided by an independent agent. And what we found in that research was they really are very tightly aligned. And so millennials, you know, above all else, really want to understand their coverage, really understand what's covered. They worry about what-if scenarios. 38% saying they constantly do what-if scenarios in their head versus only 12% of boomers. So we think there's a unique opportunity for independent agents to demonstrate their value. We think in part this is because millennials have less experience with deferred establishment, with buying houses later, starting families later. They just haven't had as much interaction with insurance. And because of the environment that you mentioned, many are very concerned about what could happen, what is included in their policy. And so it's a great opportunity for independent agents to demonstrate the value they bring in being a trusted advisor.
You mentioned that 70% of millennials think they could replicate what their agent did for them on their own. And looking at the report, it looks like that 55% of that 70, is it, did I do the math here right? They think they could do it but prefer not to. And I find that interesting. It's like, yeah, I guess I could do it, but I prefer not to. I think maybe they have a feeling like maybe a little bit of a lack of confidence around the insurance industry. I mean, there's the shopping part, there's the buying part, great. But what about the other kind of risk advice, loss control advice, claim support, those sorts of things? There's a lot more to it. It's not just the acquisition of a product, you know. And I think agents that would do well, and maybe you're going to get to this in a minute, but they would do well to kind of educate the millennials about what exactly is all that they do. It's not just about buying.
We couldn't agree more. And at, you know, first glance, the 70% number can be a little bit scary in terms of millennials thinking they can replicate what an agent did for them. But we think what really is going on there is millennials think the main role of an agent is simply to compare policies and prices. Consumers today, especially this generation, are used to doing their own research before buying just about anything. So millennials may think they can replicate an agent's work by finding their own policy options online. But as you mentioned, and it's notable, only 55% of that 70, so the vast majority who said they could do the work of an agent, prefer not to. They recognize that even comparing policies is complicated and time-consuming, and many of them are very much open to working with an independent agent. We think this is a great opportunity for agents to really demonstrate their value beyond just price, really getting in and understanding coverage, going through what-if scenarios, sharing customer stories, and getting to know their clients on a more personal level to dispel the misconception that it's simply about comparison shopping.
Tyler, you said that the study said that 79% of millennials took some other actions while they were working with an agent. What kinds of, so they have an agent, but they're doing other things. What are they doing, actually?
Well, many of them are just looking for additional information, really trying to make sure that they're making the right decision, both with the partner they're working with and the product. So not totally surprisingly, they're continuing to shop. They're continuing to consult with family and friends looking for recommendations. They're still doing their own online research, even with companies that they're getting quotes from now, looking at ratings, looking at reviews, assessing an agent's website to understand if they're a partner. And 12% are even working with another agent. Now, if you compare this to prior generations, that's up significantly more than any other generation, where once they talk to an agent, they assume their full needs were met. Now, this isn't something, in our opinion, for agents to be concerned about. It's something to just understand is likely going to happen. And we think being responsive as they work with millennials is critically important. And again, going above and beyond to demonstrate the value they bring will really overcome much of this other activity.
Were there any surprises or clues in the reasons why millennials choose not to use an independent agent?
Yeah, again, you know, one big misconception that was a surprise to me, a 1 in 5 millennials thought it would be more expensive to work with an independent agent. Roughly the same amount thought they could get a better deal on their own. So they really don't understand the mechanics of how an independent agency gets paid, thinking that somehow that's going to add to the price that they pay versus understanding that carriers are compensating agents for the work that they do. And so it's a little bit, again, a little bit of a surprise, but we think agents can proactively educate consumers on how they get paid and how that they're working and advocating on their behalf and not being charged for the service of doing so.
Okay, so what are some, I think you guys, you know, the whole thing about research, and by the way, I'd like to give a special shout out to your colleague, Kevin Janae, who works in research for State and Liberty Mutual. He's a real sharp dude, and he told me early on, because we do some research ourselves, different projects than this one, but you said that there's the what of research, there's the so what, and then there's the now what. And I think, you know, what do we do with our findings? And I think, Tyler, there are some practical ways that agents can demonstrate their value to this huge community of buyers.
We couldn't agree more, and I probably tackle this in two buckets. And the first bucket are, given the prevalence of digital and online being used by this generation, what things can agents do to position themselves online to really meet the client where they want to be? And so there's a number of things here. You know, first, create a why work with an agent page. Again, our research shows that millennials aren't as familiar, and there may be some misconceptions about what they do and the value they bring. Put that out there up front. So as they're doing research, and customers very quickly and easily able to see why an independent agent can make a difference. As millennials do shop online, make sure that agents are active in managing online reviews. Ensure that's part of the broader kind of digital marketing strategy to make sure not only are millennials seeing positive online reviews, but they're seeing agents proactively respond to negative reviews, demonstrating their commitment to provide exceptional customer service. In terms of educating clients, you know, make sure that you're addressing FAQs on your website, frequently asked questions, things that only an expert would be able to ask, but ones that help, again, a consumer understand an agent's value. Highlight client success stories to demonstrate the importance of having the right coverage. And then lastly, in the digital space, really ensure that there's a broad self-service, you know, multi-channel communication strategy. You know, in our research, millennials really do expect 24/7 access and communication via their preferred channels. And this is a pretty overwhelming stat. When looking for service on their policy, 96% of millennials use at least one digital channel, and half of them use four or more. It's critical that agents should let customers communicate how and when they want. And then finally, you know, a non-digital example, we really think it's important for agents to talk to their clients on how they arrived at policy suggestions. Again, back to the need to understand what-if scenarios, you know, if millennials are likely researching online throughout the time they're working with an agent, you know, they know some basic information, but more comprehensive coverage questions get really complex. And an agent can really go the extra mile by articulating the value of having the right coverage and the nuances of individual coverage selections.
Tyler, I don't know if this was specifically addressed in the research, but I do know, and I know you have many, at least Safeco agencies, who are really good at this, and that is getting out into the community and sharing their values as a company with the values, hopefully matching up values with their customers, the prospects, and the community. So I know that it's important. That is important for millennials. That, like, who's behind this firm? What are their values? What are they doing to help make the world a better place? And I think some smart aid, and this really has very little to do with insurance per se. It has more to do with treating people like people and being part of the community. And so I think this is a little bit of a editorial comment, but I don't think it's a nice to have today for an agency. I think it's a must do that they're showing their people, working with their clients in the community, doing some things. I think that will go a long way to resonate with millennials.
You know, we couldn't agree more, and it's not just for millennial consumers, it's also for millennials that agents are trying to attract as the next producer or the next service representative. Mm-hmm. You know, the one great thing is that we believe impact in local communities is really an enduring quality that independent agents have really, you know, had since the history of when we've been working with agents, which is, you know, going on, you know, 100 years. And so we think agents have a tremendous impact in your community. To your point, though, they need to be willing to talk about that, to be able to tell those stories, and to make sure that people know about the great work that they're doing. Some agents are reluctant because they feel like that comes off as bragging, or that's not why they impacted the local communities. But we think there's a way to do that, where they can balance the two, and we think that is critically important. Again, not just for reaching this customer segment, but for bringing new talent into the industry.
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point. So for those who want to learn more about the research, you can visit agentforthefuture.com. And Tyler, again, I hope you guys are going to be okay in all this mess. And I guess this too shall pass. It doesn't seem like it's going to right now. But all the best to you and your family and all your associates and the independent agents out there.
Thank you, Peter.
This has been On Point with Peter Van Aartrijk, a podcast presentation of Wells Media Group.